I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. This is one of those podcasts where we've cut about four times before we've even started.
Correctamundi.
Now we're going to be mature and clever, aren't we? Aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I actually started it.
You fucking started this one. You started this one. You let man Tom's going to roll.
Giggling off here.
Now, we've got a little sick Dior. He's a little bit crump. Dior's
got a little bit sick in his tum-tum.
Tum-tum. So we got the great man standing.
Tobbs.
They call him Heartthrob Tobbs, even though it's Tobes.
They call him Toblerone.
They call him the Knob Throbbin' Tob, the Toblin. Knob Throbbin' Toblin.
They call him Tobley's dead, like Toby.
It's not bad. They call him, he's our very own Toblerone. Thank you.
Or they call him the Tobster and Dribblers.
Punters and Dribblers.
Yeah.
All right. It's not great, is it?
They call him the Tob Widlet, Tob Widders.
It's not good, is it?
You don't like it?
You want to slob on this Knob Tob?
I get that a lot, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. Funny. So.
You got a pretty mouth.
Oh, Judge. Excuse me.
Okay. Now.
Yes.
Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
Bedwetters. The saga continues.
Well, let's talk about my 30th
birthday
party.
Let's talk about it first, but just know that the saga continues, Bedwetters.
This is the last episode of it, I swear.
Now, Lulu, is your saga, run the Bedwetters through it.
It was a rooftop 30th party. It was my birthday, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
And I had lots of friends there, but we were a bit concerned because it had been raining all day.
Inclement weather.
Yeah. And then the sun came out and it was all happy days.
Whose sun? Came out?
The sun, Judge. The moon, the sun.
Oh.
The stars.
Sorry.
And the world.
Sorry.
You get your mind out of
I just thought someone's sun had come out at your party.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I just have to think about that, did you?
I was like, hang on, wait, is that written? No, it's not.
Wait, what did Dior say when he was drunk again? Okay. So,
and then
continue.
we drank a lot.
We drank a lot.
We had a lot of cake.
It was a shindig, Lulu.
You did a beautiful speech.
Oh,
it was very kind of you.
I'll start blushing.
I did about three shooies.
You did. We brought Shooey Louie back out for the crew.
Yeah.
That was fun. It was a very eclectic. It was a motley crew of people, which I really enjoyed. A lot of people from different walks of life.
Yeah, a few Kiwis,
a few Aussies.
A few workmates, a few old friends.
What workmates?
You.
Any old workmates? Where did you used to work?
Well, did I tell you that I used to work in radio?
Fuck off.
Yeah. So Michael.
No, fuck off.
Michael Whipfley from
Michael Whipfley. Now, who's that? It's a familiar.
Nova.
Nova.
Fitzian Whipper.
Oh, breakfast.
Breakfast.
Breakfast radio. Are you fucking kidding me? Tobbs, did you know this?
No idea.
What the fuck? How many episodes are we now? 110?
Feels like way more.
Mate, it feels like, how have you never brought this
so
up?
So Michael Whipfley from Fitzy and Whipper.
Right.
Was meant to come, but see, the kids were playing up at home.
Yeah.
He's got to give them baths and things.
Oh, okay.
So no one else from radio. Actually, Rowan, I used to work with him in nighttime radio.
Atkinson. Mr. Bean.
No, yes.
Right.
Mr. Bean was there.
Didn't know that either.
Yes.
And you had fun, didn't you?
I did.
Now, and didn't you have a big... I've actually got a gripe about your birthday.
What?
Nothing on you. It's more of a... It's a wider gripe about bouncers in general.
Oh.
So I left your party to escort my beautiful girlfriend, Steph, downstairs and get her an Uber. Make sure she got an Uber safe. You know what I mean? So I was going to pop her out, chuck her in the Uber, and then come back up and get back with you guys. Anyway, Uber fucked around a bit, so it took a while. I get downstairs, put her in the Uber. I'm like, cheers, mate. Thanks, appreciate it. Come back to the pub. They've shut everything off. Doors are locked to go upstairs. Couldn't get back in. So I call you, Mob, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And you're like, we're all going to that club, whatever it's called, up the road.
The Tatler, sorry.
Oh.
Indigestion.
Weird.
Too many Granny Smiths.
Too many JS's. Anyway, so I'm walking up the street, get up to the Tatler. But a single, a man who is solo by himself. Get to the fucking door, bouncer there. He goes, here you go, mate. I said, good. He goes, you want to come in? I said, yeah. He goes, you by yourself? I said, yeah, but we've got a whole fucking bunch of people coming up. Whole mob of us coming up from the pub, like the hide or whatever. And he goes, yeah, right. And he goes, just you right now? I said, yep. He goes, not tonight. And I go, what? He goes, at capacity, mate. And I go, what? He goes, we're at capacity. And I'm like, surely you're not. I said, because there's a heap of people come. And I'd forgotten that you'd booked. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
mate, there's a whole mob of us. Yeah.
You just say the big dog LDD anywhere around the east and you'll be lit in.
Well, fuck, it annoys me because she's actually right. And I go, this is fucking bullshit. So anyway, I was about to call you guys. Then I realised, oh, mate, I think Lou said she had a booking. So I go, oh, actually, mate, I think there's a booking for Louisa Dowden on the bloody thing. He goes, who? Let me have a look. And he was just being a cunt. And I was like, yeah, I think there is. Then two of my mates, Tom Cameron and bloody Scotty Rumble, show up. They've come from somewhere and they're like... And he goes, oh, yeah, no. They're like, yeah, there's a booking. And he goes, yeah, righto, yeah. There's a booking for Louisa Downing. Yeah, righto. And then he goes, so is it all going to be like you or are there any girls coming? And I go, there's plenty of girls coming, mate. He goes, it's not all blokes. I said, if it's a booking, who gives a fuck? And he's like, well, are they girls or not? And I'm like, yeah, mate, plenty of birds coming. You're all good. And he goes, righto, come down. Walk down into the place. There was 14 people there. This motherfucker's told me it's a capacity. I was just a bloke. Get fucking Sydney. It pisses me off, bro. Can't even
were
go
you
and
being remotely sassy or rude or anything?
I couldn't have been more polite.
Yeah.
Until
he started to.
I was like, what? And then when I walked down, I'm like, this is not at capacity.
Because they were I walked in and was like under my name, and there was a line, and we just walked in.
Right. Yeah, righto. Anyway, I'm just like, this cocksucker.
But that's probably because I'm the big dog LDD.
That is, yeah.
And they obviously knew that I used to work in breakfast.
What? No, I'm not sorry. Too many times. It's not one
twice.
A nap. It's one a nap. Now, and so.
But you, on the other hand, you worked it. Bedwins are going to go, guys, I'm tapping out. I've got to 110 episodes. I'm done now.
Done.
I'm over it.
End it. Now, so we had fun at that club. And then where'd you end up? Because we parted ways. I left that club at about fucking, I think, one or two.
I went to a party in Paddington. And then I went to a party in Bondi.
Yeah.
And then I went home.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
See, that's what I wasn't prepared to do.
Go home?
No. Yeah, I was prepared. No, I had a mate over from Dubai, Cambo.
Sorry. Pronounce it?
Dubai.
Isn't it Dubai?
Who cares?
Dubai.
Dubai. Dubai.
It's not J-U-B-A-I. Dubai.
Yeah, but...
It's Dubai.
Say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
There you go.
How's there anything?
Tuesday. Tuesday. Dubai.
You sound like you're saying a fucking chocolate bar, mate.
Dubai.
Can I have a chibai? Like
what's a chibai?
Like a chewy caramel chocolate. I don't know, is but it? That's what it sounds like.
Dubai. Dubai.
It's Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah, I'm almost 99% sure I'm correct.
Dubai? Because I sell. I just say Dubai.
Dubai, Judge.
What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, Dubai.
Okay, well.
Not Dubai.
Well, type in Tuesday.
It'll say Tuesday. Not Tuesday. Wait, what did you say?
Yeah, so you're on my side. Type in Tuesday, Tobbs.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. He says Tuesday.
But what do you
say? He's American.
Saying?
I say Tuesday, so do you. You don't say Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah, I say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But how'd you get Dubai? It's Dubai.
Like it's also fucking Tuesday, but you say Tuesday. So it's Dubai.
Yeah,
I say
Tuesday
Dubai.
Tuesday is like almost like a T, like Tuesday. I'm not saying Tuesday. I'm saying Tuesday. You are wrong. Well, you are wrong, Jack Wedwood Archdale.
Jack Wedwood Archdale. Hey.
Jack Wedwood Archdale.
As the great LDD would put it, cozy, cozy.
Say love it.
Say love it. Tomato, potato. Tomatoes. Apple. Hazmat suit. COVID. So, where the fuck were you?
Home.
Yeah, see, that's what I want. I had a mate over from Dubai. And, and he was pretty fucked. So I think he'd been cut off from both. His Cambo's a legend. I think he'd been cut off from both. He got cut off at the first place. Mm-hmm. And then I think he was cut off there or he's pretty pissed. I go, fuck, I better get him home, you know, because he's pretty blind. And if he's cut off, it's no good. And so we went home and we actually sat up and had half a rip at home.
Yeah,
until about 4:30.
Yeah. I was also 4:30 when
yeah,
I got home.
But see, that was what I was scared of. It's like, earlier. You know when those nights and you're like, where are we going? And then you go to a house party here and then it's like shut
down.
That
was my entire night.
Yeah.
But I also left Tatler way earlier than I needed to. It was like 1:30.
Was it?
And I was like, fuck, let's get a house party. And then we got to the first one. It was shut down in 5 minutes.
See, dude.
Got to the second one. I could not walk on my, I could not do hot girl laps until today, Judge. Because my feet were that fucked from my heels.
Oh, they true. Were,
I'm not kidding you. My two, what's the one next to your big toe?
The little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two ones next to the big toe
yep.
were numb. Till today.
What?
Yeah. That's how fucked they were from my shoes.
And they didn't even look that good.
I looked very Red. Good. I was very happy with my purple outfit.
Do you Photoshop your photos?
That is so rude. I'm just good at getting your photo. I know I don't look the same.
No, like do you Facetune them?
You call me a catfish.
I'm not joking.
Someone literally commented on my... Well, I get it. I got my makeup done on Saturday night. Like, I don't look like that every weekend. Someone commented on my photo being like, can I hear catfish? Oh. It's very different when you're in a video and then you get your makeup done and you're looking all dolled up,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But also there's no point in me even getting my makeup done because it's like I am catfishing people because people just go on my page and see 44,000 videos from the podcast and see how ugly I am.
No, you look great. You look great on the podcast. You look great when you're dolled up, mate. But that's because you face tune them, right? And then
you're
photoshop.
Being very mean.
It's just a fun joke.
Is it?
Yeah, wrecked you.
Wrecked.
I mean wrecked.
Hey, but I'm very good at shoeies, aren't I?
Shoey Louie came out in full
I'm
force.
Very good.
Who did the best speech of the night?
Well, it's hard because I mean, there was you.
Who did the best speech?
Well. I'd say that there were, you know, Arabella did a great one, so did Maisie, so did Millie, so did Chris.
Yeah.
You jumped up for a moment, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I think if we're talking length to laugh ratio, Big J Money pulled in the prize.
I will say everyone's speech were fucking phenomenal, but you don't need your phone. You just go from the heart.
Papa Bear went from the heart.
Yeah. It was very funny, though. I had Billy Maisie calling me... Padlock Pants
yep.
said that the boys get blue balls from me. Chris telling the story how I went fishing with him and his family and then after the fishing trip his parents were like, stopped saying, why don't you go loo? Why don't you go loo?
They were saying, why don't you go loo?
Yeah, and then I went on the fishing trip. Like, I'd been friends with them for years and then went on the fishing trip and they were like,
oh, we get it.
That's not. That's so useless. They're just batshit crazy.
That is, they wanted to use you as bait.
And then Arabelle obviously telling funny stories from my university days. Then Millie describing me as a tequila soda, and then you.
Yeah, run me through that.
Oh, well, I was quite intoxicated, but I think like just the mixture of things, how it worked.
So tequila.
Soda and.
Lime.
Lime and ice, I think.
And ice. Ah, because you're Crystal Matthews, the ice. The lime, because you're sour.
Uh-huh.
The soda, because you've always have some sort of gas within you. Yeah. So you're farting and burping a lot.
Yeah.
And tequila, because you're a fucking drunk. Was that the sentiment? Or did I miss that?
No, I think you're bang on there.
I think I was bang on, Jake. That. Yeah, thanks, Laura.
It's very good from you, Jasper.
Thank you, Loretta. I appreciate it. Loretta. Cool. Okay. Good one.
Little Jasper.
Little Jasper.
How are you, Jasper?
You reckon I suit Jasper?
No.
Nah.
But you might wait, Jasper. Grab me a beer.
Jasper. Do you reckon Jaspers get called Jasper?
Or maybe Purr?
Purr. Come now.
Hey, Purr. Grab us a stone and wood, would you?
As per usual.
Hey, Purr. You shout at the next round of Heineken's?
Hey, Purr. What does a cat do?
Purr.
Let's go. Yeah, maybe like a drunk cat with
You can't say that.
Can you say that, Tops?
I don't know. Like, it was accurate, but I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, you can definitely say that.
No, you can't. Just beep that bit for us, Tobler. You can keep the rest, but beep that, but you know the one. If I said, can you keep that in, and Tobler or Dior weren't here, everything would be kept in.
Correct.
I guess we wouldn't have a podcast.
So you've had fun.
I've had so much fun, but it's not over yet, because I know that the bedwetters have sent me some presents.
So let's just get something straight, bedwetters. Love yous. Love yous. This is enough. For her, all right? It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're ridiculous.
Thank you.
You are.
How many are there,
Top?
Fucking four of the cunts. Fire. Okay, Lulu's going to open. Blocked up with Lou's presents. Oh, my days. I'm going to open one.
No.
Oh.
Jasp, stay in your seat.
All right, Loretta. Ooh. What do we got? So Lulu's opening these fucking presents, mate. Five more presents.
Sorry, guys. Again, this is very visual. But you can come on and watch me rip if you want.
You can get onto the YouTube. Yeah, watch her. Oh, Guzzi and Gomez.
Guzzi and Go. Oh, Louisa and Jack.
Oh, and me. It's a present for me too.
No, this doesn't, yep. This doesn't say Jasper. Oh, have they sent us burrito? Oh, no, there's socks.
Oh.
There's some merch.
I love socks.
And there's, you can get some free tacos.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Chuck it here. Love that. Thanks, Guzzi and Go, man. Oh, and a cool hat.
Okay. This one's from Eve Slater.
Guac on with our socks on.
Shh. Enough about Guzzi.
Nah, never enough.
This one's from Eve Slater.
Great socks. I love socks. Oh, no. Sorry, I've just got some socks over here. What is it? Show me.
I might cry.
That's Toby.
I might cry.
Don't cry, you pussy.
Thank you for your sponsorship of Poppy the Koala. She's a little koala with a big personality who loves to explore.
Oh, no, she is crying.
Look at
Show me.
Look at Poppy.
Poppy's cute. I'll give it to you.
Oh, and there's a card.
Show me that doll. Show me that
look
photo.
Look at Poppy.
Oh, Poppy is as cute.
Oh, that's the most gorgeous gift.
As a button.
And then the card says, happy birthday, Big Dog LDD. You're officially Poppy's sponsor from Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary up in Brizzy where you visited.
Oh, so they've given you a sponsorship of a koala.
I absolutely adore the podium and always sing along with you in the car. Congrats on the big 30. I hope you're getting spoiled. Mummy, you're mummy, by the way. You always make my day. Never stop being you. Keep pissing love, Evie.
Evie, that's a great gift.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's so nice, Lulu. Here.
I like Poppy. Poppy can sit up here. Okay, this one's from Hannah Smith. Ooh, this feels like a book.
Oh, a little Guzman Gomez keyring.
Get out of it, Jasper.
No, this is all mine now.
Okay, you ready? This book. What's this? Pay attention to me.
But I want to see.
Put your presents down.
Oh, free crispy chicken.
Put your presents down and listen to me. Whoa, okay. This is from Hannah. The Big Dog LDD, happy birthday, Senorita. Thanks for bringing endless amounts of joy to all the bedwetters out there, even if it hurts our ears and brains sometimes. Brackets, a lot of the time.
That's good stuff.
I know you enjoy a book on occasion because you're very clever, aren't you? Yeah. So I've been completely unsubtle and enclosed. Included one I've written. I'm not an influencer. Bullshit. That shit ain't in my warehouse, but figured I've got some stuff to give away, and I know someone who loves free stuff. Mummy. Your mummy, by the way.
You are mummy.
If this book isn't for you, please re-gift to someone or donate it to a free library. Maybe one in Rose Bay will enjoy some romantic suspense. Thanks, Lula. I promise your 30s shits all over your 20s. Ooh, I think this is a sexy novel.
Oh.
Lines are blurry. Feelings are real. Hazy love.
Chuck it
no
here.
More men, no more party, no more risks. Hey. Sounds like the opposite of my weekends.
Not lately.
Okay, I'm going to open my eyes and read a passage.
Yep. If you can.
I need your help. I can't undo the stupid clasp at the back.
Oh.
I wave my hand in the general direction over my butt and my cheeks flush. His gaze snaps to the area above my ass and I want to die a little.
Oh, keep reading that. You've hit a good spot. Read it loud.
Oh, no. My breath catches in my throat and I tense as Patrick's fingers brush against my lower back. I sense the heat of his body close to mine. He gently unfastens the clasp that sits above my butt crack.
Give me a go.
No. Oh, and then it says, I turn so I look at him. Patrick hasn't moved, his eyes black with intensity. My underwear is wet.
Give me a go now. Where did you end?
I've just turned the page for you.
Lukewarm water runs down my face as I sit on the floor of the shower. My head against the wall, it's heaven. I brush my teeth for the third. Where'd the sexy stuff go?
The sexy stuff stopped. You've just got the nice vanilla stuff. Just like you in the bedroom.
It's good stuff.
Thank you, Hannah. Next present.
Wow. So she wrote this book. That's
very clever girl, aren't you, Hannah?
Let's show that to the bedwetters on the
it's
YouTube.
It's called Hazy Love
by Hannah Smith. Lines
and
of Blurry.
It's a sexy book.
Fuck yeah, Hannah. Well done. That's very impressive and cool.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for all the presents Jarchi and I have received. We are very thankful. We've got the clothes, we've had some lollies, we've had some little Toby coasters, the girls... bloody sent some clothes from her Depop. From her Depop, which is...
What's that?
It's like an online selling shop.
Okay.
And
I got some treats out of it too, just quietly.
And then we've got this TNT thing that I'm going to spray. You want to go first or you want me to?
You do.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. It's giving me sour vibes.
I like it.
Do you? Oh, I don't know.
Have a little spray.
It says mega sour tail.
It's not that says. Sour Jasp.
Fuck me swinging.
Sorry, Jake. Oh, you look pathetic.
Yeah, isn't that sour?
You look, you're spraying it all over your moustache.
I didn't want to get too close to me because you've been a little bit crook.
I'll put it all over my mouth.
Yeah, not the first time she said that this weekend, kiddos.
Don't lie to the bedwetters.
That is the first time.
Delicious.
Bedwetters, just guess what just happened?
What?
I just got yelled at by an old lady because I parked in her spot. She was a fucking bitch about it too.
Excuse me, Judge.
She was. She was unnecessarily fucking rude, to be honest.
Was she rude when you went outside again?
Oh, yeah. Even Tobbs can account for it.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
What did she say? Oh, it's just...
Just whinging.
Just whinging, going, I mean, that's the only place you're allowed to park. I said, hey, ma'am, I said, I'm really sorry. I was the wrong park. I thought I was in the right park. Well, you're not. And that's the only place you should ever park. And I'm like, yeah, no, I get the gist now, woman.
Sorry.
No wonder I didn't want to put it so close to my face.
Fair enough, I'll put it closer to my mouth. Sorry, that's not what I meant. But let's play a scenario, champion.
Yeah, okay, champ.
Let's say someone you're fancy enough to have your own car park in the middle of an industrial area where lots of people are always trying to find parks, Jack.
Yep.
Someone parks in your park.
Yep.
You got no fucking clue whose it is.
Yep.
You go around a few businesses, you can't find out. You come to the fourth business. That's us, by the way.
That's us.
And you say you're fed up by now and you're ready for someone to move. Would you have a little bit of sass in your voice?
Can I be completely honest with you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, fucking oath I would, until I saw the response of the individual I was talking to. So I'd go, and my response was, oh, politely, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I thought that was the boys' park. I'll move my car. She goes, yeah, you better hurry up now. Like, and I was like, okay, all right. You can see I'm not an aggressive person. I've clearly made a mistake. My demeanour would change with their demeanour. I'd match the energy. Put it that way. You catch what I'm pitching?
Yeah. I just blacked out. I literally heard the word demeanour and I thought of Dementors.
Dementors from Harry Potter. Yeah,
my brain literally went to Voldemort. Yeah. And that scene where they come in through the train and then go.
Well, you wouldn't even know what a Dementor is. You haven't read the books. Now, I wanted to play a game
Don't
with you, Louisa.
Start me with this,
you
chieftain.
Hot thing. I want to play a game with
I'll
you.
Let it
all
slide
right?
Because you said I was hot.
Now, temperature-wise, I meant. Tobbs, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You ever seen the show Inside the Actor's Studio? With James Lipton?
Yes.
Lou, have you ever seen this?
No. Was that good or bad?
Well, not surprising. It's basically this bloke. He's like, what was he? He'd be like the head of drama at some fucking university, right? And he started this show called Inside the Actor's Studio. And he'd get all these epic actors and stuff like that to come into the university.
In
be
real
in front of
life?
A crowd. In real life, and he'd film it in front of like the crowd of the drama students, and he'd ask them these questions, and it was like incredibly.
Sorry, is this a TV series?
It was like a TV show,
but it's real life.
It's real life. It's not this guy, the James Lipton, is like the professor.
A real person. Okay, so it's not
no,
like Marvel.
He'd get actors in,
right?
Robert De Niro, blah
Continue.
Blah blah.
Continue. Doth right? forth.
So they'd answer all these questions. He'd have a set of like 10 questions, right? And he'd ask them these questions and quite often they'd come up with very poignant answers and like you'd really get to know these people through mm-hmm. these questions and that some of them are fun and funky and some of them you can go a bit deep with them, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, one of my favourite podcasts is Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Carl Pilkington, people have referenced the fact that you remind them of like a Carl Pilkington from New Zealand.
Is that an insult?
Absolutely.
Why?
Carl... No, it's not. Carl Pilkington's one of the greatest men of on earth, but almost like he doesn't mean to be as funny as he is. He just is funny.
His way of thinking is just like
so different,
so out of the box.
Oh, because everyone's always like, "How? Where the fuck does your brain?"
Correct.
Go?
So there's a bit of Pilkington to you.
Okay. People also say that I'm the Kiwi version of Theo Von.
Lizzo. Theo Von. Sorry, Theo Von. Yeah, right. True. Really.
Is that an insult or a success?
That's similar because he thinks differently.
I think you have to.
How? Why? Not a chance. I thought I'd give you the 10 questions and just I want to see how
so
your
I
brain
just
works.
Answer these.
Yeah, that's generally how questions work. You see why I'm doing this with you?
So I'm being interviewed by you.
Correct.
Okay, please go.
So this is a little interview.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do James Lipton's Inside the Actor's Studio questions.
And now, I'm me.
Fuck me swinging. Oh, my God.
Sorry, go. I'm me.
Okay.
I'm Louisa Claire Delvin.
Okay. Everyone, give Louisa Dunham. Thank you for joining us, Louisa Dunham.
Hi.
Inside the Actors Studio. Round of applause.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Wow, unreal.
Very, very kind.
Okay. Louisa, what is your favourite word?
Toby.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, why Toby?
Well, because I had a corgi and I love him. Or okay. had.
So that's your favourite word of all time?
Oh, maybe cheese.
Okay. All right. I'm going to – let me just explain the question. It's not your favourite thing.
Okay, word.
It's your – what is your favourite word?
Well, I've never really thought about this
question. This is the fucking old point.
What word do I love that rolls off the tongue? Ratatouille.
Yeah, nice.
Ratatouille.
This is actually a great way to get an insight into your fucking brain, bud. Really like this.
Ratatouille.
Okay, I like that. What's your least favourite word?
Flannel.
Fuck, that was quick.
It just sounds like a moist flannel.
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 Really?
Can I use your flannel?
See, I actually quite, it's got a bit of a ping to it. I like flannel.
Just flannel. Reminds me of like, flannel.
Okay. Fair. Yeah, okay. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? Now, you can say cock, but you don't have to. It's up to you.
Well, probably a hot girl lap.
Okay.
That gets the juices flowing and all.
Jesus Christ, Louisa. I mean, for Christ's sake.
I mean, like, the juices flowing in all directions. Creative, physical.
By the way, you explaining it further made it worse. Nah, okay, hot girl laps. That's what really gets you going. Creatively, because you can think on your hot girl laps. You can become one with yourself.
Yes.
Okay, good answer. What turns you off?
Long lectures. Like if I was sitting in a university lecture and someone was like, learn the thesis of 2145 on physiconomics, I'd just go.
Physiconomics. Yeah.
Straight asleep.
Yeah, especially if it
was my brain just goes 400 million miles an hour. Even sitting in meetings where it's like fun, creative stuff that I'm like doing a project for, I'm like, but it's just in one ear and out the other.
I reckon your brain goes 400 million miles an hour if you were to take 399,999,999 miles off that.
Disagree. Don't you think it goes so fast? Hence why I'm always jumping in different directions with conversations. It does. Think of all the combos we've jumped across.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I'm cool with it. It's a great answer, actually. I completely agree with you.
Thanks.
What's your favourite curse word?
Fuck. Or
What's that fucking video?
What's your favourite word? Probably fuck.
Yeah, and then they all laugh. Far out.
Actually, can you say this word? Moron.
Yes, you can say that. Well, you can describe what you are, and that's fine. You're not going to get cancelled.
But you reckon going, oh, you moron, is also fun?
Moron's great. So is dork. Nah. Fucking dork.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You big moron.
But it's not a curse word.
Is it not?
Moron.
Oh. Feels illegal.
Certainly not.
Is it allowed, Tobbs?
We might have to beep it.
Yeah, let's actually cut that. What sound or noise do you love?
Sound or noise? I love my air conditioner blasting so loud with my white noise playing through my Amazon Alexa. Like, my room literally sounds like a wind tunnel. Sounds like you're in the Boeing 477 jet.
So you'd love the sound also if someone was to blow into one of your ears?
Probably.
Just empty skull through. Come on, bud.
I thought you were meaning someone going...
No, like, because it'd be like a wind tunnel straight throughout the other ear. Give me something here.
Nah. I fell asleep.
Dobbs?
I had a micro sleep. I had a micro sleep.
So your sleep matched my penis. Did it again.
He's done it.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I fucking hate the beeping of my new car. Oh, I love Alfonso, but I'm like 4 meters from another car and it's going beep 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 beep. It's like I'm Fisher on the decks or Fred again and it's like beep 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 beep.
Okay, can I just be honest with you?
That
I hate.
Sorry.
What you just did.
Sorry.
So would the fucking bed. This is an audio platform.
Sorry, everyone.
Jesus Christ.
I just got enthusiastic. Now you're gonna stop you're me okay. from being enthusiastic.
You're all right.
Now you're banning my enthusiasm on the podcast. Hey everyone, and we mean well, bidwitters. That's the enthusiasm police. I'm tired.
I will end this fucking
I'm
thing.
Tired.
I will end this fucking
I'm
thing.
Sick as well.
Sick in the head. Now. Okie dokie, smoky chay.
It is late for me.
Stop your fucking whinging. Get off your phone.
Oh, the boys have DM'd us.
Now, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt? Anything in like early morning audio or?
That's a great one, Jack. No, breakfast.
Don't.
Nah, I'd like to be a politician or a prime minister for a day.
We did. And ladies and gentlemen, breaking news for the world. New Zealand has somehow imploded and doesn't exist anymore.
No, don't you think it'd just be fun being like.
Doing whatever you want? Yeah.
Pass this bill. You know, like on Legally Blonde, Bruce's bill.
And he just hands the head of a duck. Come on, give me something.
Oh, the bill.
The bill of a duck.
Or the giant bill when 8-year-old Lou has gone to town at a restaurant.
Yeah, there we go. You'd like to, you think you'd have the stones of being a politician?
It'd be kind of fun to be in like a suit and try, like a clipboard and try and be super professional all day. Put that over there, Bruiser.
I guess you're very good at lying and not following through with things. Political commentary.
Oh.
Wrecked politicians.
I love this.
It is like having a child.
It's delicious. I don't want to stop.
She just looks dead in your eyes. She's spraying that fucking shit in her mouth. Okay. Politician. Like interesting, Lou. What profession would you not like to do?
Policeman.
Really?
Just be a bit scary. Oh, yeah. Actually, maybe like an assassin. Like a sniper man. Okay. Well, I wouldn't want to murder anyone.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. And like also.
You'd be the clunkiest fucking assassin.
The thought of like trying to like hide and like dive behind a barrel and then be like, pew, pew, while someone's shooting at me. Like,
oh, see, that gets me a bit going.
Just not for me.
Yeah, fair. So you wouldn't want to be an assassin. Perfect. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
The big dog LDD's arrived. Toby's waiting for you, bitch.
Bitch? Okay.
Sup? Sup, mummy? And then Toby just comes leaping towards me, hoping that no one else that I love is there and they're all still here.
Kicking.
Well, pending. It might be when I... Oh, hopefully it's when I'm like 85. And then there's Jill, Franco, Toby. Well, they're older than me. They're obviously, yeah. I'm not saying they're dying.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, touch wood.
Oh, fuck.
Is that the end?
That's the end.
Well, that was
10
fun.
Questions.
Do you think people got to know me like they'd know Carl or Theon? Theon? It is late for me.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
And I'm sick.
Don't.
Sick
no more
for
spray.
This TNT spray.
I think that does give us a fairly good insight into how your brain operates. Definitely.
Delicious.
So someone's found a video of me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
They posted on the Pundits and Dribblers, and you look like a fucking loser.
Can we get it up on the telly?
Well, let our sweet Prince Toddler have some time with technology, Jack.
Seriously, Jack.
Would you like a sour party animal while you wait?
Yeah, chuck us one in.
You want some little spray in your mouth?
No, thank
you. Who's a little funky fresh boy?
Oh, this is me at fucking...
Toddler's found a video of Jarch at Rodney Rood.
Dude, unmute that.
Jarch is a big Rodney Rood guy.
So, guys, can I just say something? A bloke DM'd me months ago, and he's like, mate, because we went and saw Rood at fucking Rudy Hill RSL, and they did like, they had a bloke filming as you were leaving. He's like, how'd you find the show or whatever? And I apparently I made it onto one of Rodney Rood's DVDs. Do you know how fucking much of a life goal that is? I don't even care how cringe this is. It's on mute, Dobbs. I'm pumped for this.
Seven years ago. At the Rudy Hill.
Who's Rodney Rood?
One of the great Australian comedians.
Oh, actually, I do know him.
Rood, Best show ever, mate. You say the best of last. We love you, mate. God bless you. Fucking love you, Rude.
Hey, mate, you sound like you lost your voice from laughing.
Laughing or not, my face is sore. I don't know. I feel numb, mate. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm going to go home, get a good rest, and recuperate from what Rude just fucking did to me. I'll tell you what. It's killing me. Thanks, Rude. Love you, mate.
Thanks for that, mate.
Love you, Rodney.
It actually wasn't as cringe as I imagined it to be.
I look young. Oh, there's Stubby behind me.
Skullsy. You do look young. You got the old, what are they called? Handlebars.
Yeah, bloody.
Chopper reeds.
Fucking, yeah, that's an incredible, man. I cannot believe that's come out because I love Rodney Rude so much.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the goats, dude.
Is he the one who sings the, that cunt song?
No, hey, Santa Claus, you cunt, where's me fucking bike? That's Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Oh.
But that's cool. There you go.
Rodney Rude at the Rudy Hill.
Yeah, I looked a bit younger, didn't I?
Well, it's from 2016, my friend.
7 years ago.
To be fair,
was.
You haven't aged that much. I'll give it to you, champ.
I'll start blushing in a second.
I'm not even kidding. You actually haven't. Like, you look young there, but you still look pretty similar now.
My teeth.
Go on.
My teeth used to look stunning as well, you sweet olive
Thanks.
Italian angel.
Thanks so
my
much.
Teeth are a bit better there, though, because I'm fucking a bit wider.
Well, my nothing you can't change. The bloody dentist?
But also wider.
Oh, I thought you said whiter.
They were whiter, but they're also wider.
Right. And how's your face slipped?
Because I broke my bloody retainer. Got to wear a retainer.
Oh.
And that means your teeth move.
Well, that happened to me as well, and then mine just moved completely back to where they were.
But you got good teeth, bud.
Not the bottoms, because I sucked my thumb.
So glad you said thumb.
What did you think I was going to say? Jesus Christ. So... one of my friends told me this, and one of her friends was going home with a guy, and she was like, oh, I'll come back to mine, rah, rah. Anyway, she goes back to he goes back to her house, and she's like, I'm just going to jump in the shower.
Mm.
And he, like, really needed to shit.
No.
So he was like, okay, can't go in there. She's, like, in the bathroom with the, like, shower toilet.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, what am I going to do? He grabs a plastic bag.
Hold on. This is your mate?
Like friend of it, like loosely connected.
Okay.
Like I don't know the person.
Okie doke.
It's like a friend of a friend kind of story. Shits in the bag. And then it's like, fuck, where am I going to put this? Like, I don't know what to do. Walks outside into the balcony. She lives in like a complex. Sorry. Swings it around and launches.
Like a lasso.
Yeah, launches the shit. Like miles away. He's like, fucking nailed it.
Yes. What did he wipe his ass with?
I think it was like a clean poop.
Oh.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So he's flung the shit and then he's like, perfect. She comes out, they're having sexy time or whatever, and she keeps stopping him going, oh, can you?
Don't, Louisa.
Can you smell that? And he's going, what? Like, nah, nothing kind of thing. And then they keep going and then she's like, nah, honestly, it sounds like shit. And he's like, nah, all good, keep going. She flicks the lights off because it's gone like this and flung it around. There is shit all over the room. So he's flinging it around and then launched it thinking I've got away with this. And he's just flung his shit all over the ceiling.
Oh, my God. How the fuck? Dude, how the fuck? Dude. There must have been a hole in the plastic bag. And he's just literally whipped shit all over her fucking room, all over her fucking living room.
Apparently it was like just splattered shit all over the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
My friend told me that on the coastal walk, and I like had to stop her and like bend down on my knees. I had like full tears.
That is fucking funny.
Something you've ever heard.
There's no coming back from that. There is no
like you, there's nothing. You, how do you even explain that?
You have to say, dude, I really need a shit. I shat a plastic bag. I tried to lasso that motherfucker over that tree branch.
You can't be like, whoa, like, how'd that get there? Like, you literally
exactly
can't. Well, you have to be like, I shit in a plastic bag.
Right. There is no coming back from
it's not
that.
Even like there's like shit outside or something.
Fuck
it's like
me. Bro.
You're fucked.
That is so fucking funny.
What happened after?
I think she was like, get out of my house.
Yeah.
And then probably had to get in like
an industrial cleaner.
And how do you explain that to the industrial cleaner? Oh, had a guy over, he shat in a plastic bag, flung it around his head like a lasso, launched it, and the shits went all over.
Imagine if there's just someone in another block just having like spaghetti bolognese on their balcony, having dinner and a wine, and this bag of shit just goes.
Apparently the area was like lots of apartment blocks, so it would have landed on someone else's roof or something. Probably landed in someone's like aircon vent.
That's unreal.
The shit stench.
That is unreal. That's a great yarn.
One of the most fucked but hilarious things you've ever heard.
Mate, like just how fucking mortifying that would be. You know how we're talking about it today, about just embarrassing shit. Fucking, and then I was like, you know the stuff where it's like you're lying in bed like 9 years later and then you just kick your doonas because you're like, you think about it.
We went on the Inspired Unemployed Boys podcast today and all of us were rattling off things like that, just going,
mate, it just fucking,
because they were telling
boys.
Us,
shout out to the
boys. Legends, they were telling us about this thing that they hosted once.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently Falcon ran out and like completely forgot the words.
He said the fucking fireworks went out to introduce him. He's run out on stage with Jack. Falcon just ran out of stage and then just completely forgot his first line. Because the fucking fireworks went off.
First line.
Mate, piece of stuff.
Oh, amazing.
Now.
Let's jump
on
the hotline.
You stupid fucking thing. Should we get the hotline going?
Yes.
Now, aren't you very cool with your cool new koala?
He's Poppy.
Aren't you? Now, what's his name?
Poppy. It's a she.
Now, what's her name?
Poppy.
Okay, Poppy.
I'm sorry, you can't really assume gender of the koala.
Correct.
Can you?
That is absolutely right, Louisa. All right, you hot pieces of ass. Let's do some for you bedwetters.
Hit me with it.
This one came in literally just then.
Hey, cunt. Got a red light, green light for you. Doors that don't have push or pull written on them. Because I don't know about yous, but I'm a dumb cunt and always either run into the fuckers or fucking push them the wrong way. So that's just me. I don't know if that's me, but yeah, anyways. Bye, cunt. Have the best day ever. Thanks for making my drive to work a lot better. And yes, Lou, I'm on speakerphone driving. Shut the fuck up.
Naughty girl.
Love you.
Naughty little girl.
Hey, I'm a fucking huge red with you, mate.
But also, if they say push or pull, I still get it wrong.
That doesn't surprise me. Anyone.
I thought that we were going to talk at the same time and say the same things because we're very good at that.
There we go. That was very good.
It was very
and
good.
You're a red, though, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, fucking sign your doors up, bro. Otherwise, they're just going to get broken.
Yeah, you tell them.
Thanks.
Sign your doors up, man.
Sign your doors up. Do what the American government did during conscription in World War II. Instead of signing your sons up, sign your doors up. So, it was a reach.
Another one?
Perhaps.
Good morning, senoritas.
Hello, senorita.
Just on my way to night shift and wanted to share a little story from last night. So where I work, we get to have a little nap on our break. So knowing me, I've gone to made a little bed, had a little nap, had a dream that I was pissing and my little bed. So then I had to get up and just fully pretend like I spilt coffee on myself so I could change my scrub bottom. So
I'm so proud of you.
Embarrassing.
Oh, a little piss pot. A little working piss pot.
Scrub bottoms, assuming she's a nurse.
Yep.
Right, on a fucking
she's
shift,
out
a heavy shift.
Now.
Mate, tell you what'll, you'll never get away with a piss stain in a pair of scrubs.
Scrubs, because I don't want no scrubs.
Saw her coming from a mile away.
To be pissing in.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I don't want no scrubs.
Scrubs, she's done it again. Said the same joke.
Scrub is a place you don't want to piss from me. Hanging out the scrubs backside.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest with us. I'm so sorry about Louisa.
I'm so sorry about
you. Thank you for being honest with us.
So sorry about Jasper.
That's so sorry about Lionetta.
Lion eater.
That's what'll get you, Darl. When you're really exhausted and you're really tired and your body shuts down, you'll have a piss stream, you'll piss yourself.
That will be me in about 3 minutes.
Play
the next hotline.
Okay, here we go. Last hotline because Lulu's fucking hungry.
Hey guys, Ashley here. Just listening to episode 86 where you're talking about pads and tampons. My husband and I had a conversation about pads and tampons the other week, mostly tampons, about how he just thought that they tampons just sat like right at the entrance of the vagina. Anywho, ask Dutch how far he thinks they go in. Thanks, bye. Keep listening.
Great question. How far do you think a tamp goes in?
As far as it is big.
You think it just sits, just so you just can't see it, just right?
Yes, it blocks your money.
No, Jarch, you got to put your foot right
No,
up.
You don't.
You do, you fucking idiot. You are 34.
Well, what the fuck?
Woman, get their periods.
Yeah, but that comes
like
out.
Up enough.
Really?
Yes.
Mate.
Go home and educate yourself. Ask Steph.
I would prefer not to.
Well, it's a natural womanlyhood thing.
Doesn't mean I need to be fully educated. I just thought you'd put the tampon.
You thought a pad went on the outside of the undies.
No, I thought it went on your vagina. Yeah.
And now you think a tampon just sits where, it just covers.
Well, it's just a bullet, right? So I thought you just put the bullet up until the end of the bullet.
How comfortable would you reckon that would be?
No fucking idea.
Yeah,
I have
well,
a fucking cock.
Not very comfortable. Put it right up.
It's like you think I know.
Well, I just thought at 34 you'd be a little bit more educated.
Have you met me?
Not enough.
My name's Jacobs.
Sorry, Jason.
What was your name?
Laurel,
lovely to meet you. So I thought that tampons just went as far as the tampon was, as big as it was. I didn't know you had to shove it straight up there so you're half choking on it.
Does you shove it right up?
Well, I didn't know it was half up your esophagus, for Christ's sake.
Judge, now you're just being crude.
Well, it sounds like you're saying it needs to travel through the lower intestine, for crying out loud.
It just needs to go enough so that...
That's what I thought was enough.
Well, it's not. So maybe do your research next time.
All right, I'm going to go home and look up videos. What fucking research you want me to do? All right, bedwetters. This is an educational highbrow podcast. Never forget that. Now,
no, I disagree. One more spray before we go.
All right. Maybe put that under your armpits as well. You stink. Okay, love you guys sticky. So much.
Love you. Mwah, mwah.
Hooroo you, mwah. We love you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.